I didn't get the elbow, actually. I was sent to our court.
Oh, right.
Because at around that time, lots of customers were saying to the aircraft manufacturer, if you're going to put Doughty parts on this thing, I'm not going to buy it. They decided that they'd set up a spares organisation, if you like, within the company to deal with spares and maintenance.
Mm.
So that there was an organisation that ran and controlled the spares and the maintenance engineers, and they all fell under this roof. Now, I was put on the team for my sins to understand how this should be done and where it should be done.
Mm.
And that took us about 2 years. And just as a humorous aside here, every month we had to give a presentation to the board of directors of aerospace, not Doughty necessarily, the whole of the aerospace people at our court.
Mm.
But it was a bit like being a prisoner. You were kept outside, and when it was your turn, you were called inside, and you stood in the dock just like a prisoner, and they all asked you the questions they wanted to ask you, and you all gave your answers, and then you were told to clear off, and the next one was called in, if there was a next one.
Mm.
So it was a sort of, looking back at it, a slightly humorous setup, but it wasn't at the time.
No.
But we made our presentations, this team, to see what to be done, and it was agreed, that's what we do.
Mm.
We'd set up this organisation, there was a budget for it, there was a manager for it, and then I was co-opted back onto this team to run the computer system.
Mm.
Now, I've got to say, then as now, I know nothing about computers. You press a button and it happens, or you press a button and it doesn't, an hour to bear. You know?
Yeah.
But a bit like the A adverts, I did know the people who did.
Yeah.
Now, it was my job to make them all work together.
Yeah.
And I did. And I took over a spares control system that ran the Doughty factory for spares, and it was completely rubbish. It didn't work every day, all day, ever. It was always breakdown. Every day it would break down and they'd take it offline. And it was another funny wrinkle I remember. If the bloke in one of the offices thinks, well, this computer isn't working properly, I'd like it changed so that it did this instead of that, he'd write and ask and they'd do it.
Mm.
But of course, what no one ever thought was, because he did that, all these offices here couldn't do what they did before because they changed the operating system.
Oh dear.
There was time and money spent. Oh. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I nipped that in the bud straight away. I issued a document to say, this is what all you boys are going to do. If you don't like it, hard to bear. And they all did it. And so that quite quickly, it worked all day.
Mm.
But it wasn't man enough to be connected to the Doughty companies, the Canadian companies, the American companies, the Singapore base.
Mm.
It just wouldn't do it. So I asked for another, I think it was £2 million at the time, to increase the operating cycle. And I had to write this, I forget what they call it now, but it was a book to justify my expenditure. And it was about this thing. And it took me 2 months. So I was called into the office of the group director, Jim Lightfoot, who I'd met several times incidentally. And I said, Jim, this is to buy the extra computing kit. Oh, is it? He said, is it all right? I said, yeah. So he opened it up, signed the back page and gave it me back. It could have been complete tosh all the way through.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah.
So anyway, so that worked okay. And then it went. But then I was made redundant after that.
Yeah.
Because it was never my job. I was only in there to make it work.
Oh,
and once dear. I made it work, I was gone.
Yeah, yeah. So did you stay on at Doughty's or...?
No. No, I went to an electronics company then. This is the company that made electric light switches and all that business in Malmesbury.
What were they called?
Home Automation.
Oh, no. Because I got involved with MK
But this was years ago. This was the other end of the spectrum from Doughty's.
Yeah.
This wasn't something that took 9 months to
do. No.
This was something where somebody ordered 10,000 switches on Monday and you gave them them on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you were late for the lorry twice, you didn't get any more orders.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that was for everything.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a bad place, but it was a hell of a long way to go. So I was there a couple of years, I guess. Didn't see any radical changes because, in fairness to the company, it didn't need any. They had lots of lady operatives there soldering and putting things together. But every month, they'd review the times.
Mm.
And if somebody was slower than someone else on this, they'd move them, see if they could get a few more components at the end of the week for the same effort. So, I mean, that was quite interesting.
Yeah.
How you look at how people do it and why they do it and whether this person's better than that person at doing his job rather than their job.
Mm.
And quite a lot of fooling about, but it did work quite well. I was quite impressed with it. But then, as I say, I used to leave home at 6 o'clock and get home at 7.
Mm.
And they were long days.
Mm.
So